Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tony Khan rages at double standard wrestling fans and slams WWE creative. Plus, we had a shock NXT title change and Matt Riddle claims Brock Lesnar forced a Royal Rumble win. For Wednesday, January the 10th, 2024, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Samoa Joe, I'm coming for you and your world title.
For the first time, Seth, look me in my eyes. For the first time in a long time, I have your attention.
Well, after what happened earlier tonight, it will take place next week. World Heavyweight Championship match. Rollins Mahal live next week on Raw in Little Rock.
So last night on Twitter, Tony Khan took quite the shot at what you heard just there. That segment from Raw that featured Jinder Mahal and Seth Rollins setting up a Jinder WWE World Heavyweight title match next week. He spoke his mind discussing how the online treatment of Hook's challenge to Samoa Joe, as you also heard there, was treated differently to Jinder Mahal's. Tony tweeted, a double standard. Hook, 28-1 career record on a winning streak, calls out the champ Samoa Joe. A logical challenge sparks online outrage. Jinder has literally lost every single match he's in for the past year. Immediately gets title shot. Where is the rage? He then plugs Dynamite, as he's wont to do. From here, Raj Giri comments that Jinder and Seth have history, recalling that they were indeed in the tournament finals to become the first NXT champion all those years ago. The USA Network Twitter got involved here and was rather cheeky, jokingly replying, "What was the cage match rating?" A dig towards Tony Khan and his apparent penchant for checking cagematch.net scores. TK saw this and quote retweeted USA Network, saying, a moral victory for USA is one win more than their world title challenger Jinder Mahal has in the past 364 days, because it's been literally a full year since he won a match. You really put AEW in our place, getting Jinder Mahal in a big match on your TV show. Do it more often. Been a lot of negative kickback to the comments made by Tony Khan last night, from fans especially, citing that Tony Khan maybe is getting a little bit lost in the wrestling sauce and thinking about win-loss records a bit too much. Many just branding him unprofessional. A few wrestlers have spoke about this as well. Edris and No Fake retweeted Tony Khan simply saying STFU. NXT's Edris and No Fake making his thoughts clear. Corey Graves and numerous other wrestlers also came out in support for Jinder Mahal. It even led to Jinder Mahal trending on Twitter for some time last night. And Jinder Mahal himself responded to Tony Khan with a since deleted tweet that said, who TF is Hook? Watch Monday Night Raw on USA Network, Monday, 8 p.m. EST.
NXT Universe, we have some huge breaking news. We have a new NXT North American champion, and I'm backstage right now waiting to get an interview. Oba Femi, congratulations. What can we expect from your reign as champion?
Domination.
We have a new NXT North American champion, and that was his sixth televised match. That was Ober Femi cashing in his title opportunity that he won by winning the men's breakout tournament. And after he successfully defended his NXT North American title against Lexus King, Dragon Lee was forced to put his North American title up against Ober Femi. It took less than 2 minutes for Femi to drop Lee with his iteration of the Last Ride powerbomb and become the new NXT North American champion. This is a real fast turnaround for Ober Femi. Just 21 matches into his wrestling, his WWE career. Since November of 2022, when he signed, he's had just 21 matches. Only a handful of those have been televised. But one of those was his first title win. Dragon Lee's NXT North American title reign lasted just 31 days. And presumably now he will return to the main roster. Dragon Lee got called up to SmackDown just before Christmas, but went back to NXT when Wesley suffered an injury, taking him out of the North American title picture. Dragon Lee presumably playing a stopgap champion to put Ober Femi into the position that he is now, and that is as NXT North American champion. Good on you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jeff Jarrett is not a fan of total non-stop assholes. We spoke about this, didn't we? I had a great name for Jeff Jarrett's faction, and he didn't seem to like it. He responded to the suggestion of total non-stop assholes on Twitter with, "Tom, with all due respect to Cultaholic, you are an idiot. Cheers, Jeff. I think it's a great name. Whatever you do today, don't tweet at real Jeff Jarrett, total non-stop assholes. He'll hate that." Denise Salcedo caught up with Ray Fenix, who gave us an update on his injury recovery. He says, "We are working on the recovery. It is one of my worst injuries, but I'm taking my time. I'm doing a good job in my recovery. I put everything with the doctors, and I'm following the doctor's line. I'm doing my best. Can't talk so much about it, but soon I will be in the ring doing Lucha Libre and doing the things that make me happy." We send our best wishes to Ray Fenix on a full and speedy recovery. Over to WWE once more, where PW Insider's Dave Shearer was asked about Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso and whether that was still a match that was wanted for WrestleMania 40. Shearer replied, saying, "I know that Jimmy and Jey want it to happen. And if they're going to do it this year, they have to heat Jey up. Or they could just wait and do it next year." We kind of felt that Jimmy versus Jey was definitely going to be a match on the cards for WrestleMania 40. And putting Jey on Raw was a chance to kind of keep them separated until they got there. But they've really just started doing their own things now. And that, there's the risk of that match just passing them by. They'll no doubt have to have some sort of instance in the Rumble that might get them to that position where the feud is reheated. Talking of the Rumble, Matt Riddle was speaking during a virtual signing yesterday, and he opened up about how he was set to win the Royal Rumble in 2022, but one star had other plans. Riddle said, "I was told at one point I was going to win the Rumble, and then Bobby Lashley beat Brock Lesnar because somebody came in and hit him with a belt or what have you. Then Brock came in, didn't want to do business with everybody, said he was winning the Royal Rumble, and then he won. None of the producers, nobody, stood up to him, and they let him do it. I didn't either." Matt Riddle claiming that Brock Lesnar essentially strong-armed his way to winning the Royal Rumble of 2022. Dave Meltzer comments on these claims from Riddle, saying, "I never heard that one before. Doesn't really make sense for him to win the Rumble because then he would have to be in the main event at Mania, and they were never pushing him at that level." You can check out on the YouTube channel right now the 10 most shocking Royal Rumble eliminations. There have been some blinders over the years. We count down at least 10 of them. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, the Cultaholic.com month in review with Aidan Gibbons and Fraser Porter. They're looking back on the biggest wrestling stories of December. So the last year of 2023, what were some of the big moving and shaking stories? Fraser and Aidan, Cultaholic.com's tribal editor-in-chief, break them down for you a little bit later on. We have a brand new podcast feed that from Monday, the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcasts will be exclusively uploaded on. If you're not listening already on there, you can check out the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast feed. Just search Cultaholic Wrestling News wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll be there with 10-minute news podcasts every single weekday morning and exclusive interviews on the weekends as well. Search Cultaholic Wrestling News wherever you get your podcasts from. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Join us. Love you, bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.